Well, it's always our pleasure to welcome on and say good morning to Kansas U.S. Senator Roger Marshall joins us on KCMO Talk Radio. So, Senator Marshall, thanks for being here. I got to ask you, after yesterday, what is it like to be called a moron by the esteemed Dr. Fauci?
Well, Pete, I'm in pretty good company. Good morning from a cold, cold, cold morning on Capitol Hill. I think I'm in good company. We did get underneath Dr. Fauci's skin a little bit simply by asking him questions that Kansans ask me every day about Dr. Fauci. And one of them is, does he have any financial conflicts of interest? I simply ask him to publicly share his financial statement. And he was very deceitful, very misleading to the American public. He said, well, he files one. Yes, he files one, but you can't get it. It'll take a Freedom of Information Act to be able to get a hold of that information. And I just simply said, look, just put your cards on the table. Don't make us go through this court process of getting that. And he literally lost it, was visibly shaken yesterday.
Do you think that was kind of a culmination between yourself and some of your colleagues, Rand Paul and others, of frustration building? Because when you spend, most of your day, surrounding yourself with people who view you as the definition of science, as many do view Dr. Yeah. Fauci right now, a little bit of pushback kind of throws you for a loop,
I think so. And one of the issues I pointed out to him is that 59% of Americans do not trust him. 59% of Americans do not trust him. I've been talking to some folks who work really hard on messaging to encourage people to get the vaccine. And I said, what else can we do? And they said, can you get Dr. Fauci to stop going on TV? Every time Dr. Fauci goes on TV, more and more people dig in their heels and say, I'm not going to get the vaccine. He's killing us. He's absolutely killing the team. He's the worst spokesman in the world right now for encouraging people to get vaccines. And I asked him that. I said, will you swallow your pride? Will you stop being so in love with the TV camera that you will swallow your pride and just go back and do your job? He's undercutting Dr. Walensky and the CDC. He's helicoptering him whenever there's a spare moment to get on television and give people his opinion, giving out misinformation. So, yeah, we chopped him down a little bit. And at the end of the day, 800,000 Americans have died from this virus. We're no better off today than we were over a year ago. And he's responsible for it, right? So he needs to stand up and say, whatever the direction we're going now has not been right. But instead, they just want to double down on the same plan that they've had all along and not even give any type of acknowledgement to natural immunity, and let alone making therapeutics a priority.
That is Roger Marshall's joining us. That's very interesting that, you have been very pro vaccine and really a staunch supporter of it. And I just don't understand why. I think it's really fascinating, though, that every time Dr. Fauci seems to appear somewhere, he actually hurts that process that encourages people to get the vaccine. That's really interesting. And that's a pretty telltale sign. So what is it when we talk about mixed messaging? Yesterday I'm watching Dr. Walensky's sitting there with two masks on. Fauci's with none. That's the kind of stuff, too, that people see and they say, I don't understand. What's going on here?
That's just it, Pete. This is what I would tell you. They are socialists. So the people in charge of the CDC and Dr. Fauci are socialists. They've turned into politicians. Dr. Fauci's been up here 40-some years. He's a product of the swamp. He reminds me of Hillary Clinton, really, when she called President Trump supporters deplorables. It's just that condescending attitude, and Americans see that. Taking care of so many patients in the doctor's office, and I just knew you had to be totally honest, tell them everything, not hide things from them. And I think America gets it, is that Dr. Fauci spins everything. And his performance yesterday is one more example why he has no credibility. He's very, very deceitful. I asked him about a viral gain of function study that the Department of Defense had turned down and said, no, we're not going to fund the study because it's viral gain of function. But Fauci funded it in Wuhan, China. But yet he spins it and gives these lawyered up answers. He may be the most gifted politician when it comes to pivoting and staying within the guardrail so he won't be held for perjury.
Take people through that. I mean, that's very interesting that we did learn this yesterday. Email showing that Dr. Fauci may have had concealed information about COVID-19 originating from the Wuhan lab and intentionally downplaying the lab leak theory. I don't think that should get overshadowed here in all this. What's the story right there, and what should Kansans and Missourians listening right now know about that?
You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
I'm expecting my second child. Which is very, very amazing.
Congratulations.
To say. Feels
We're
that
all
way.
With child.
You can say she's pregnant, she's knocked up, anything except with child.
Oh, I love with child. I'm going to be saying it all the time. Yep. Excuse
yes,
me.
Yes, yes.
6 feet, I'm with child.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.
Right. Well, first of all, Pete, why does it take a Freedom of Information Act? Why does it take 2 years for us to find this information out? Why didn't Fauci tell President Trump that there was a significant chance that this was a man-made virus? Goodness, I think this is a email exchange February, March of 2020, right? Mm-hmm. That there's a group of scientists that are saying that we think that this could have been made in Wuhan, China, and Dr. Fauci just blew it up and said, no, we're going to kill that story. That's what the email exchange, that's my summary of it. I still think that if I was the president of the United States and someone came to me and said, we've got this novel virus coming out of China, and by the way, it may have been made in a laboratory. That's just such a different beast. We would know right away to double down until we figure out what the heck this thing is. And even right now, as you said, and look at this Omicron variant, it's really a weird-looking bug with 50 mutations occurring so spontaneously. It was just one more story buried by Dr. Fauci, not telling the whole truth, right? The whole truth and nothing but the truth. Once again, Dr. Fauci caught in a misleading situation.
So where does this all go from here? Roger Marshall's joining us on KCMO Talk Radio. Where does this, I mean, yesterday was effective in some ways. That's a good thing. We learned some more here. Hopefully there's more to come. Is there another time when Dr. Fauci has to take some of your questions, or what's next in this whole process and this ongoing conversation, for lack of a better word?
Right. Your chances are he'll be back in front of us in 2 months or so. And by then, what, another 100,000 Americans will have died. So we'll continue to put every ounce of pressure we have from this office trying to move the FDA to work on therapeutics. We're pushing for a COVID-19 commission, a 911 style. It's a bipartisan commission. We hope to get a vote on that. So we've got some very liberal senators, Feinstein and Gillibrand, on that board with us, Democrats, obviously. So I think that's an option. But really, this is going to come down to the elections. I don't see us making much progress until the Republicans go back and control the House and the Senate. And then we control the gavel. We decide what the hearings are going to really look like. And when we get Dr. Fauci with Rand Paul as the chairman of the Health Committee, and I'll be his wingman, I think you're going to see sparks fly.
Well, we will wait with bated breath for that moment if we can get there. Roger Marshall on KCMO. Thank you very much there, Senator. Always appreciate your time. I know it's a busy day. Have a good one. Appreciate it.
All right, Pete. We got a big game Sunday night. I'll be there. I'm sure you're going to be there. I'm glad they moved Chris Jones back into the interior of the line. He's doing a heck of a job. Let's go defense.
You got a score prediction for us against Big Ben? We send in Big Ben home once and for all.
Oh, his last game. He runs so many Sundays for me. You know, I think, okay, I'm going to go. I hadn't thought about this one. I'm going to say 31-17 Chiefs.
All right. That's a cover as well at 13.5 points there, Doc. I like it.
Yeah, we'll cover it.
All right. Thank you so much there, Senator. I appreciate the time. He's Roger Marshall on KCMO Talk Radio. He's got the Chiefs 31-17 over Big Ben and the Steelers.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.